Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends new age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Psychic Dougal Frazier, and welcome to the first broadcast of The Dougal Frazier Show. Woo! God, that sounds so weird to say it my own name. I don't know. Oprah Winfrey works. Dr. Phil works. The Dr. Pat Show works. But for some reason, when it's my own name, it sounds really weird. Anyway, joining us, as always, is Benny. Benny, are you there?
I am here.
Can you believe it's happening?
Man, this is amazing. I've been waiting so long for this, Dougal.
I know. I'm so excited. I had this dream last night. I don't know if you saw locally in L.A., there was an ABC field reporter who, right after the Grammys, they came to her live. And she started delivering her report, and it was like a steeble deeble dwabber, and she was totally talking and like gibberish and mumbling. And
I saw that whole thing, and I actually, it's on YouTube. There's a clip running around. I feel really bad for her because I mean,
I feel bad for her too.
Oh,
and
man,
I thought that's going to be my morning.
No,
but so far, no dweeble stirble. Now, I have to admit, I do have a cough. So if you're listening and you hear me coughing a little bit, I do have a cough drop.
Yeah, it's better than marbles in your mouth. That's a marble
exactly.
In your mouth, then.
Exactly. So guys, I'm so excited. I have to say, as a kid, I always loved radio. In high school, I would crawl into bed with my boombox. That really dates me that I'm saying boombox. But I would listen to the show on Z100. It was called Love Phones, hosted by Dr. Judy Kerensky. And I think at the time it was a guy named Jagger. And people would call in and they'd ask questions about relationships and sex. And I would stay up way too late, like crawled in my bed, just listening to it over and over again. And there was something about that format that I really enjoyed. I love radio because people can call in and they can speak to someone like me, a psychic and a life coach, and it's totally anonymous and we can kind of learn from each other's stories. So when this approached, this opportunity here of having my own show, I really went back to that moment and thought, you know, let's make this about real people with real problems. You know, I'm in Los Angeles, so it would be very easy to have it be celebrity driven and all that cheesy stuff. But what I really love is, you know, what's going on with you? And so I figured it's the day after Valentine's Day. The show that I used to listen to was about love and relationships. What a more appropriate topic than to talk about love. And of course, what's funny is I've been a practicing psychic and life coach for, oh God, since God was a boy, it seems like 13 to 15 years now. And the most popular question that I get is always about love. And what's funny to me is it's not even about, am I going to have love, or if they're in a relationship or they're looking for a relationship, everything seems to be the same. And one of the misconceptions that I think I get a lot is everybody's looking for this like specific soulmate, this one person to complete them. And what I found in my journey is I don't really believe that there's one person that can complete you. It's more about self-love, finding someone that can motivate you, and having this journey together that can be really powerful. So I'm definitely curious with our listeners, what are your feelings about love? You know, do you have a glitch in your current relationship? Are you looking for a relationship? What are your blockages? But definitely call us during the hour. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. So let's go right to it, Benny. Valentine's Day was last night.
Yes, it was.
And did you celebrate?
You know, the girlfriend and I just kind of took it easy. You know, I have two baby boys just recently born.
That's
so
right.
I don't
twins.
Know if I can. Yeah, twin boys. So I'm nervous on getting out of the house a little early. You know what I mean?
So here's what I was thinking of, especially because it was on a weeknight. Mm-hmm. I always wonder, do you feel pressure to have sex and be romantic on Valentine's Day?
Well, come on. I honestly think you should have that in your mind about maybe 364 other days rather than just the one day.
Here's the thing. This is what I thought was interesting. I had a really busy day yesterday.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
When I was coming home, my mind was kind of wrestling with, okay, I have one of two options. I know if I come home and I tell David, that's my husband and partner, if I come home and I say, God, I had a really, you know, let's just order Chinese.
And you weren't wrestling with him. You were just, okay.
No, this was in my mind. This is my inner crazy dialogue.
Just making sure.
No, that was for later.
Oh, okay.
So I was wrestling with, what do I do here? I mean, I had this moment where there's so much traffic and I kind of just want to let it go. And we all have that moment in our life where it's such an easy decision to either A, pull over, go into the grocery store, get a special bottle of wine and some flowers, or just go home and not make it a moment. And I usually kind of complain with Valentine's Day, and I'm like, oh, please, Hallmark created it. It's
not a real
holiday.
Here it comes. Sob story.
And so we're pulling up, and we're talking about 7 minutes of my life, you know what I mean, to go into the grocery store. So I was like, Dougal, get over yourself. So I went into the grocery store, and I really pulled out the big bucks, people. I think I spent $13 on a bottle of wine.
Whoa!
Because no price is too high for my man.
Wow. Wasn't in a bag or a box, was it?
No.
Okay.
It was called Night Train. Train, which is $2.50 at your local. Have you ever tasted Night Train before? I think that was the first alcohol I ever got drunk on.
Oh, jeez. I wouldn't brag about
it. But anyway, let's not talk about my drinking. So then I got some chocolate because that's kind of David's thing. And then I felt really good about it. And there was also something about the energy of the people that were in the store. Everybody was doing the same thing, you know, picking up flowers and everybody was smiling and saying Happy Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's one of those moments where I realized that I have a conscious choice. I can either complain and I can say, you know, Valentine's Day stinks and who cares, or I can go in and make it a moment. And we ended up having a really lovely night. Am I going to talk about whether or not we had sex? I don't think the audience is ready. But the truth is, it's all about setting the tone. So, here's my second question that I want to know about. Do you believe in soulmates?
If you're asking me, I'm going to say yes.
You do? So you, yes. You think there's one relationship out there, the only relationship you're supposed to be in?
I absolutely do 100% believe in that.
So here's the thing. I think most people think there's only one relationship. And I think soulmates is someone that you're supposed to meet. There's a connection or a lesson that you have, but that relationship may not be throughout your entire life. I have friends that have gotten divorced. I've had soulmate relationships that have lasted about an hour, but that was a long time ago. But it's all about meeting someone that you have a connection with. Their strengths might trigger you. Their weaknesses might trigger you. But they mirror images for you to become your best optimal self. A perfect or great soulmate relationship is something that you can continue to grow with and move forward with, but ultimately, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to last your entire lifetime. I'm always fascinated when I get calls, and we may get some of these similar calls today, when people say, you know, I was in a relationship and I really felt like this person was the one and we were together for 10, 20, 30 years or something like that, and then they feel like they made a mistake because it didn't work out. And in my belief, that was a soulmate relationship. You had something to learn. Unfortunately, it didn't continue for you, but it doesn't mean that you can't connect with someone again. Again, my belief is that a soulmate relationship is that there's a lesson there. So if you're listening right now and you're struggling with a relationship, maybe it's abusive or it just doesn't feel like it's right for you anymore. Just because it feels like a soulmate, if it's not serving you, you may need to move forward. And we've all had those relationships, myself included, before I was married, where parts of it seemed really great and I really wanted it to work. And, you know, it's like trying to take that square peg and push it through the triangle hole. Sometimes you can't just make it happen. But a soulmate relationship, again, is someone that you connect with, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if it's weighing you down, you should stay in there. So I'm definitely curious, if you're listening right now, let's talk about your relationship problems. Don't forget, you can also go to Transformation Talk Radio and click on the instant feedback button and send me an email question, which I could read live on the air. Also, please go to Facebook. I'm a Facebook whore, so let's become friends. I mean, really. Okay, so I think we're going to go to break here. I want to take a little bit of a break. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to be right back. I'm here for the whole hour. I'm working for free people. It's our hour of love, so join us, and we'll be right back.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha!
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to, again, the Dougal Frazier Show, which sounds so strange. We've got romantic music this morning because it's all about love this hour. So remember, call us at 800-930-2819 or go to transformationtalkradio.com and click the Ask a Question instant feedback button, and I may read your questions online. Hey, Benny, how can people get us on CBS New Sky Radio?
Sure. If you head up newskyradio.com, there's an instant feedback, a message system there on the main page. Just go and click on that, and you can type in your name and your question, and I'll pull it up here.
Okay, guys, so align your chakras. We're having a moment. Our first caller, I'm so honored. I'm welling up with tears. Let's go to Laura. Laura's calling from Dallas. You're our first caller.
Hooray. Hi, Dougal. How are you?
I'm terrific, Laura. How are you doing?
Well, listen, I'm excited. Congratulations on this show. How perfect for you. I'm beside myself. So this is good. I'm so happy to be your caller. And this is going to be fun.
Well, thank you. I'm excited, too. So tell me, what's going on in your love life?
Well, here's the deal, okay? I've been a student of these new thought platforms for a while, how to master your life for the power of manifestation, using that mental and emotional discipline, trying to keep it all in check, but there's one area, that I'm having a hard time with, and that's,
right,
manifesting that one true soulmate. So here's the deal. After the suicide of my, as I could say, near perfect husband 15 years ago, I got remarried. Then I got divorced and have had a series of nice dating relationships, even being proposed to several times, but I always was like, no, something missing. But for some reason, I'm kind of these days in particular just feeling depressed that I don't think I'll ever meet a man as wonderful as my husband Bob was,
yeah.
And it's kind of like I feel like I'm continuing to turn over rocks looking for the gold, but never finding it and feeling like I never will. So here's the question. Did something about his death and the divorce give me some sort of programming that's preventing the delivery of my next, I know, person that's there for me?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I blocking it somehow? Or here's another interesting idea. Is someone else on the other side blocking it? That's kind of a crazy thought, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's not a crazy thought. I mean, first of all, I hear what you're saying. I think it's a very romantic thought that, Bob could be, perched on some cloud somewhere thinking, nobody can have my girl. You know what I mean? But the truth is, the fact that you even present that question tells me that somewhere in your subconscious mind, there is a part of you that would like that. You know what I mean? Because it is a romantic thought. But what we need to do is kind of shift that visualization. What I would like to do is almost kind of create this image or this vision that Bob is kind of like your love coach. And when you go on a date, you kind of go home, and instead of calling your best girlfriend, you kind of have a conversation with Bob in your head. And we're like, what do we think about this guy? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, you did have, and it's so sweet the way you said, a near perfect relationship. But I would guess, Laura, not even from a psychic perspective, but if Bob did indeed commit suicide, it was probably less than perfect. There must have been some issues there, correct?
Yeah, of course. That's why I say that. You know, it's like he was great until he decided to leave, you know, and it was very much of a surprise. So.
And how did you connect with the anger of that when he left? There must have been some anger, right?
Well, you know, I was just talking about this the other day. I mean, of course, that was 15 years ago, so I've done a lot of peeling back the layers of the onion. But I think initially I had a mix of thoughts that went from anger all the way to forgiveness really fast on a conscious level. But I think subconsciously, you know, there's some anger. There were some anger issues there. I've gone through forgiveness with a forgiveness therapist. I've done a lot of work around this particular issue.
Right.
So I've been trying to clear it away, clear it away, clear it away. But obviously, I feel like it's just not done completely, or maybe, you know, there are other things I just have to do until I meet that one.
Well, and here's the funny part. You know, we talked earlier about soulmate relationships. The fact that you still hold on to the energy actually confirms for me that it was a soulmate relationship.
Okay.
Because the lesson is so big. You know, if that happened and you were able to walk away from it, that's kind of the litmus test for, you know, that wasn't a soulmate. That was an experience I had. But it is something really close to you. What I definitely get from your tone, you know, the minute I tune into you is I see all these beautiful colors of green. And just like you said earlier, greens are definitely the colors of spirituality. They're the colors of energy. They're the colors of the teacher. So most of the times, these people have a really remarkable ability to work on forgiveness, to see it from somebody else's perspective, which is terrific. What you do struggle with, though, is actually accessing anger. And in my opinion, I think there may be some more anger in there that we really have to touch upon. And you know, I don't mean that you have to walk around and stub your toe and be a negative person, but it's more like, come on, Bob, you completely ruined me. You know what I mean? And not only did you ruin me, but then you left me, and that is so not fair. So here's what I'd like you to do.
Okay.
I would like you to write a letter to Bob, and I really want this to be the kind of letter that you would be embarrassed to show anybody. It's very radical dialogue. It's intense thoughts. I want you to curse. I want you to get it out and try and invoke that core, that passion energy that is somehow interrelated to love at the same time. But really get to that core of what the issue is. Because I think if we can touch on some of the anger, we can let go of that. And when I said let go, it's never going to go away. You know, you may have to visit this occasionally if you feel like you're getting blocked or pulled away from it. But I feel like if we can touch that, it'll also kind of release the passion energy as well. And when we're connected to our passion, it makes us easy. It makes it easier for us to attract a new relationship in. The other thing that I'm getting from you, especially with the color green, is when people have green around them, attracting people to them is not their issue. You know, their dance card is always full. So I would imagine that finding a date is pretty easy, correct?
Yes, it is.
You know, having men be attracted to you, possibly even women, you never know.
Right,
and having
right.
people be attracted to you is not the problem. The problem is kind of weeding through that and finding the diamond, you know, in the ocean or the pearl, whatever. I guess the diamond's in the mountain, whatever. But you know what I mean. So what we're looking for here is we need to realize, just like you said, I had one relationship, and people are probably like, God, this girl's had eight relationships. I can't even get a date on a Friday night. But this is just your energy. You've had one marriage. You've been engaged before. You've had lots of relationships. So what we need to do is shift the energy a little bit. Tell the universe that you realize that the law of attraction comes naturally for you, but now we're looking for someone with real depth and integrity. I think if you can touch that anger, if you can get it out on paper, and the reason I like to get it out on paper is it makes it matter, it makes it material, and then we can let go of it. And then we can focus on, okay, now I really want to find the one. I think that's going to help you. Admittedly, right now, you do seem to be in a career cycle because everything with your career seems to be going extremely well. So my prediction for you is we've got about 3 more months of alone time. But I do think there is a long-term committed relationship that will manifest this year, but it doesn't feel like until around the month of September.
Good news. And you're right on about the career thing. That's also sort of there. But wow, what great information. I'm definitely going to do this. And I think you are spot on regarding the anger, because I do have a tendency to be like, oh, I'm a nice person and I'll shove it all under the rug, all that. Yeah. And I just
let me tell you right now, speaking from experience, nice person doesn't get you anywhere. Everybody in the room likes you, but it doesn't get things done. And again, it's all about being a balanced, whole, unified person. I'm not asking you to walk out and become a curmudgeon. What I'm actually asking you to do is allow yourself the space to get angry. Because if you don't allow yourself the space to get angry, you will manifest a relationship that triggers it so that you can touch it. And that's what we don't want.
No, so we don't want it.
Yeah, again. So allow yourself the space to get angry, and then you can find a more balanced relationship, okay?
I love that information. I think it's all about kind of reclaiming my power, too, isn't it?
So exactly.
I love
exactly
it. Well, right. Thank you.
I guess
I look forward to listening to your show and hearing all the wonderful things. And it's great to talk to you, Dougal. You're just wonderful, wonderfully talented, and I just love your personality. You're just great.
Laura, you're so sweet, and you will always be my first caller, and I really appreciate it.
Yay, I love it. I love it. I got to get a little badge and walk around with it or something, right?
Sounds good. Okay, Laura, you have a great day.
Thanks, Dougal. You too. Have
bye
fun. Bye.
Hey, guys, remember, you can always call us at 1-800-930-2819. I want juicy topics. Is someone cheating? Are you afraid they're cheating? Are you in love with a coworker and you haven't told them yet? Tell me everything. We have our next caller, Teresa, who I believe is calling from Canada. People, we're international already, and we haven't even been on for an hour. This is amazing. Canada, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you, Dougal?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. I have a question for you.
Tell me everything.
Okay. Well, I met this man at speed dating in November of last year, and he's a really great guy. He treats me really nice. He's kind. He's thoughtful, respectful of me. He's really supportive. But I question whether or not he's the actual guy for me. Things in the relationship seem so kind of flatline, complacent. Like, there's no drama when I'm with them, and I'm not really
okay,
sure.
Okay, wait. When you say there's no drama when you're with... Okay, so you met this guy at speed dating, so you picked him out of a group of, like, 30 or something like
that.
Yes,
I did.
And he picked you, and that's wrong.
Yes.
So, how's the sex?
Good.
Okay.
Not complaining there.
So, when you talk about drama, you're talking about fighting?
Well, I'm just talking about, like, excitement. Like, I've always had, like, very dysfunctional relationships in the past that are
and that's exciting to you?
Well, it seemed like it was, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Like, it just seemed like there was more of a spark. Like, this is just so just there.
Well, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the kind of that, you've always heard that saying that women don't like nice guys. Do you know what
right
I mean? And why is it the hot girl always goes for the guy that treats her like, you know, crap and all that stuff? And this is very interesting to me. It's funny. The first thing I want to go into is, what was your parents' relationship like? When you're younger and you think of your first vision of love or your parents interacting, what were they like as a couple?
I think a little bit of hot and cold going on there. Like, sometimes they seemed like they've got along, and sometimes there was a lot of silence.
Right. Yeah. And I think what we're looking for here is, a lot of times your self-worth is kind of reflected back in the partner that you're currently with. And my impression from your energy, Teresa, is that you've worked really hard on being kind to yourself and being more self-confident, correct?
Yes, I have.
So now we get this guy that comes into your life who sees that, and you finally get what you want, and he's treating you well. And I wonder if there's a part of you that maybe wants to kind of self-sabotage.
Well, and that could very well be so. Like, I mean, I've gone out, like, with a married guy and abusive relationships and stuff. And I mean, like, this is just so normal that I just wonder if I'm not jaded from my past relationships, but I don't know what a normal relationship should feel like.
Yeah, well, here's the first thing that I want you to do. I want you to sit down with a piece of paper, and I want you to pretend that you're talking to a friend, and I want you to write out, almost like a fantasy, what a healthy relationship looks like to you. Because it's not like the movies, it's not fireworks every time you kiss, you know, and it sounds like the honeymoon phase is kind of ending, but what I hear is we're moving into a space of real confidence and real connection, and that's making you uncomfortable. In my impression, he's starting to see you for who you are, and there's a part of you that thinks, what if I'm not good enough? And you're used to men kind of leaving and being abusive and treating you poorly, and then it's like, well, if I just can prove myself and I just can prove myself, maybe they'll love you. Well, it sounds like in this situation, you've actually proved yourself, and it feels really good, and he's looking at you and he sees you. So what we need to do is and all the listeners can do this, I want you to write 10 categories that you require in a relationship that make you feel connected. So, it's up to you. For me, communication is really important. I love to laugh. I want to feel connected. I want to feel sexually like I'm connected to the person. And you write down your top 10 list, and occasionally you keep referring back to it. You can even do this with him, because it kind of opens up dialogue and you can feel connected. But I feel like your mind gets scattered, your mind gets scared, and we really want to focus on what it is that you can do to feel more empowered and more connected in love. And if you can do that and refer to it, then your mind won't start getting crazy and trying to ruin the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. So is this a potential guy for me then? Like,
I got to be honest with you, Teresa. I think it feels great, and I'm going to be buying you your first set of flatware, because I think this is a really good relationship for you. I think you might be trying to sabotage it.
I think you sound pretty correct on that.
Okay, so make your list. Teresa, thank you so much for calling. Please call us back and let me know how it went, okay?
I certainly will, and thank you for your great advice, Dougal.
Okay, guys, remember, it is 1-800-930-2819 for you to give us a call. Or don't forget to go to Transformation Talk Radio, transformationtalkradio.com, and click on the Ask a Question instant feedback button, and I may read the question live on air. It's love and relationships all hour, so if you can focus on that, that would be so fun. I can't wait to talk to you. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey guys, we're back. Remember, call me this hour about relationships. I'm psychic and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser. Our number is toll free 1-800-930-2819. We're talking all about relationships, and you know, I always like to tell this story, but it doesn't make me look very good. But my partner and I met on the internet in the middle of the night. Don't judge me, Benny.
Not at all. Why would I ever judge you?
Well, I gave him a fake name and a fake
beard. Oh, now here it comes. Oh, the stories to be told.
You can't say to someone in Men for Men New York City chat room that you're a psychic and all this stuff.
Why not?
So I was lonely. I had bedded a wedding. Uh-oh. People have their issues.
Uh-oh.
A long time ago. But we opened the door and I made eye contact with him. And the first thing I heard in my head is, you're going to marry this guy.
Wow.
No. And the second thing I heard is, you must be drunk.
No, Jesus. So, that goes hand in hand, right?
Exactly. So, of course, I didn't tell him. You know, when you're meeting someone, you don't say, hey, by the way, I'm a psychic and I lied about my name and we're going to get married. But what I want listeners to know is, you know, we have that moment where you have that first date and you get really, really excited and you wonder, is this the one for me? And what you have to separate is mental chatter from a psychic impression, because we all get psychic impressions. And so what I did is I told someone really close to me that I trusted that, you know, this was someone that I felt connected with. But ultimately, what I had to do is I had to kind of prove my own prediction or my own intuition. I took note of it, and then I watched this particular relationship a lot more than any other relationship I had been in before. So next month, we're going to celebrate 8 years. We've been married for 3.5, and I'm a pretty darn good psychic.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Oh,
but
man.
The truth is, everybody has that moment where they think they're the
sure.
one. So I think it's an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go to our next caller? Who
cool.
do we have on the line?
All right, sounds like a plan. Let's take Lynn. She's calling in from Seattle. She's met someone, and that was just a couple months ago. But could this be the one for Lynn? She's unsure. Let's see if we can find out for her. Lynn, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm good. My question is, actually, I've met somebody around Thanksgiving, and there's a very, very strong connection. The closer we get to the holidays, you know, he kind of put the rush on me, and so I started reciprocating back because I truly felt all those feelings. And I
got to tell you, already, I want you to continue the story, but already my heart's pounding, and I'm feeling like there's a bit of a problem, but continue going with your story.
Anyway, so... basically, he pulled back, and it's kind of been that way. And yet he continues to text me and have conversations, you know, not on the phone, but texting.
Yeah, I mean, here's the first thing that I get, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. First of all, men, women, listeners, texting is not a conversation, people. I know people think you can't get away with, hi, I'm thinking of you in a text message. Unless you're like a surgeon or a pilot or something that requires that you can't be on the phone. All right, maybe. But even live on the air right now, I could text my husband and, you know, that's not a conversation. The second thing that I get, Lynn, is that your heart is like wide open. I would describe you as a tremendously empathetic and emotional person, correct?
Yeah, loving,
okay.
Very loving.
And I think part of the issue with this relationship is that the magnitude of your heart might kind of overwhelm him. It may feel like too much energy, so there's a little bit of an energy of pulling back. What worries me right now is it feels like you carry the emotional weight of the relationship, and if you guys were going to move forward, it feels like it would be a lot of work for you. And in my opinion, a lot of the other relationships in your life are also a lot of work, and some of those people you can't necessarily get rid of. So I don't think this particular relationship is going to work out for you. But I don't want to kind of throw it out yet. I want to figure out first what the lesson is here behind it. In my opinion, have you told him yet what you need in a relationship to feel satisfied and to be your best self?
You know, I was pretty honest with him quite some time ago.
And how did he handle that? Tell me exactly what you said.
Well, I can't even remember. It's so long ago. It's been quite a while. But, you know, I feel like I kind of need to, I'm ready to move on to the next step.
And what does the next step look like to you?
Well, what looks like it to me is that we need to be seeing each other on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know, and be in constant contact. You know, at least seeing each other once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks, I think once a week is more than fair, and I think very easy. And here's the deal. You know, men give you signs. People give you signs all the time. And so if you told him that that's what you needed in a relationship, and at this point he's really not stepping up to the plate, that's our sign that we kind of have to walk away. I mean, I know that's difficult,
yeah,
and it feels hopeful. And the other thing about you too, Lynn, is I know you're able to see his potential. Do you know what I mean? Even though you see the problems that he makes, you know that if he could just, you know, shift his direction just a little bit, he'd be like a really great person. But right now, if it's not serving you, I just got to be honest with you, it doesn't feel right. So here's what I want you to do. I say lay down the law, have a really honest conversation, and say, today, in this moment, it just doesn't feel the best that it can be. And see what his reaction is. If he cowers away and says, okay, well, I'm sorry, I guess it didn't work out, there's your answer. If he completely steps up to the plate and says, I'm scared, I'm fearful, you know, I can handle that. My thing with a relationship is, as long as someone can say what their issues are, you know, these are my past relationship problems, this is why I'm scared, they have to bring something to the table for you to work with. Unfortunately, my feeling is that he's going to step away. He just doesn't feel strong enough for you. However, the good news is, though, I think there's a relationship that follows right after that with someone who is strong enough for you. But first we have to, it's not really about just telling him, it's really about telling the universe, this is what I want, this is what I require, and if it's not happening right now, I'm going to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
That feels fine.
Yeah, I know fine isn't great, but I feel like
I know, I've been around and around with this thing. It's just that he was the one that put the rush on me, and when I reciprocated, that's when he pulled back.
And that's the weird part. It's like people say what they want, and then you step up and you say you're available, but their actions sometimes speak a lot louder than their words. So once again, though, I don't want you to walk away from it because it's not really about him. It's about telling your subconscious mind and telling the universe what you will put up with and what you won't put up with. So we have to have that radical dialogue with him, see what his reaction is, and then step away. Because it would be very easy for you to shape this and mold this into something that's not really great for you. But the good news is, I swear to you, I do see a long-term committed relationship around you. Timing is totally up to you. I think the faster you move through this process, the faster you'll attract in the one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Can I ask you one quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. What do you see as far as a job for me?
Well, job for you right now, actually, there will be two forms of income for you by the middle part of this year. So I'd say around June, you actually have two jobs. There's a part-time job that feels more like a self-employment opportunity that you seem to really, really like, but it'll take a while before it can actually take care of you full-time. So there will be two jobs this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Lynn. You have a great day.
You take care.
Yeah, so that's a common thing, Benny, where I feel like it's like you want to make it work and you want to make it work. And in the beginning, there's that honeymoon phase where we're always showing like the perfect side of ourselves and everything's beautiful and rose-colored glasses. But then I think at like 6 months to a year, that's kind of where you actually start to see who the real person is.
Yeah, kind of like the glitter and the glamour kind of just kind of fades out a little bit.
Exactly. Well, I always say you start to show your crazy side.
No, there, that's true.
Yeah. And the truth is we all have a crazy side. I mean, I'd love to tell you that I got up this morning feeling totally confident. I was a neurotic basket case, and David can handle my crazy side.
Oh, of course he can.
And luckily, our crazy sides rarely show each other at the same time.
But that's okay too, though, right? I mean, it's bound
Absolutely.
To happen.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the whole point. It's easy to love the qualities of you that are great, but the truth is, can I handle the qualities of you that aren't so great? You know, it takes me 10 hours to get dressed, you know, all that. Whatever your issues are you a neat freak? Are you sloppy? It's about finding out those issues and seeing if they work for you. So we're talking about love all this hour. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819, or go to Transformation Talk Radio and click on the instant feedback button, and I can answer your questions live. But let's go to another caller.
Yeah, let's take Maria. She's calling in from Seattle. She wants to ask a guy out for coffee on Thursday, so it's coming up here shortly, and she wants to know if he will be receptive.
Maria, how exciting is that? I love that. You know
well,
what's,
okay, how so, exciting is your program?
Oh,
I just
so
love
cute.
You. you're
so
wonderful.
Much. You're so cute.
Well, this has
Maria.
Taken me 10 months to work up this courage, but I had to do some inner landscape work, and I want to... I mean, can you tell if this guy is gay or not? Because I don't want to put him in a bad place. I'm heterosexual.
Marie, you have come to the right guy. Can I tell if he's gay? I mean, hello. Welcome
yeah.
to the Dougal Frazier Show. I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
his,
I can do
his
that.
Name, his name is Doug, but
his
I,
name is
I just,
Doug.
You know.
Okay, I don't think he's gay. But here's what I have to say and what I'm absolutely so proud of you for. I cannot tell you how many female clients I have who, when they say, well, I don't have a date and I've got no one to see, I always say, well, have you asked anybody out? And you would think that I asked them to go to the side of the highway and, like, pick up tricks in the middle of the night for a living. We are talking about stepping out of your comfort zone and asking someone out for coffee. So, first of all, I'm so proud of you that you're doing this. When it comes to manifesting, I really don't want you to be attached to Doug's reaction. What you're doing here is you're stepping out of your comfort zone, you're telling the universe that you're tired of waiting, and you're taking control, and that's what matters. The second mm-hmm. thing that you're doing is you're telling a human being in your circle that you really like him, you find him attractive, you'd like to get him to know him more. And even if it doesn't turn into, you know, this huge passionate relationship, what an honor for you to do for him. I do think he's going to say yes. I do think you guys are going to have a good time. I don't think this is the one, but I mm-hmm. think the action that you've done this is going to make another relationship pop up really quickly. This is so you have to call us back. You have to promise to call us back to let us know.
Oh, I will. I talked to his brother yesterday, and I'm going, oh, he's so nice. I loved his energy on the phone.
See, you're already bonding
with the
family.
Maybe he's in the family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But remember, whenever you're trying to manifest something, you don't want to be attached to it. You know, it was the same thing when I met my husband. We had had like 3 dates, and I thought, I'm way too attached to this guy. So I had to go out with some other poor sucker just to make sure that all my eggs weren't in one basket. And that poor guy was like, just trying to speed through the date. But I think if you focus on one person and you put all of your energy in there, that can be kind of overwhelming for them.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
with Doug, this is just an experiment. This is just you trying to figure out whether or not it works for you, and I'm mm-hmm. so proud of you. So I do think it's going to work out, but remember what I said. I don't think that it's going to be the relationship of your dreams. I don't think it's going to be that long. I think it's going to last about 3 to maybe 4 weeks. But mm-hmm. may I make a prediction for future love?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing the name Aaron, and I see that in January of 2012. This is someone who works in real estate and or building, because I see homes and construction around them. And this, to me, feels like the relationship that feels very, very balanced. He is slightly older than you, 3 to 5 years older. But you have to understand, I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything happens for a reason. Doug is a process that you were supposed to go through. I even hesitated mm-hmm. to give you that prediction because I really wanted you to have this experience. So still ask him out. Test me.
Oh, I'm think going it, to. Yes.
Good, good, good. Yeah, because it's the experience yeah. and the journey, because I think you guys are going to have a good relationship, and you're going to yeah. make him feel so good. So, ladies, if you're listening, Marie is totally our inspiration for the hour. I'm obsessed with
and
her.
And I'll let you know how it goes. You're going to be next Tuesday?
I'm going to be every Tuesday at 10. And thanks for the plug, Marie. I'm going to cut you a check any minute.
I am going to call you and give you my report.
Oh, Marie. Oh, my God. Marie is going to be like our mystic matchmaker, new segment. I love it. Marie, thank you so much for calling. We'll talk
thank
to you soon,
you.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Guys, how much fun are we having? We love Marie. Have you found me on Facebook yet? I'm obsessed with you. You can snoop at my photos. I really want to see what you look like. Ask me questions. Tell me if you love the show. Tell me if you hate the show. But if you hate the show, be nice. So remember, you can call us live at 800-930-2819 or go to my website, dougalfraser.com, or find me on Facebook. We will be right back after this.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life?
Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Oh, my God, I'm loving that song. Guys, we're back on the Dougal Fraser Show, which still seems weird. I feel like we should have named it something else, but we're already live, so we have to see what we have. Anyway, guys, remember, we're talking about love. Our number here is not in front of me, so we don't have to worry about it right now. But remember, you can always go to Transformation Talk Radio and click on Instant Feedback and ask a question. And we do have a question right now from Misha, and I thought it said from Brothel, which is a curious job, but I misread it. It's Bothell, Washington. So it says, hello, Dougal. I've been in a relationship for about 2 years. I have a feeling he is the one. Ooh, juicy. We do have our differences, but we are both ambitious. My question is, do you see him as the one for me, and is success in our careers in the near future? Well, it's interesting to me that she asks both questions. So it means that there's a little bit of a divide there. I do feel like this is the one for you. It feels really good. Remember, guys, differences are really important. You don't want someone that's just like you. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode where he dates, I can't remember who played the character, but he dates someone who's exactly like him. She eats cereal all the time. They have the same kind of laugh, the same kind of sense of humor, and then they end up driving each other crazy. You can't have someone that's just like you. You want differences. For example, David is a trash compactor. The boy can eat anything he wants. I find this extremely unfair. And when I die and I have my moment with God, I'm going to say to God, it's not about world peace. I would like to know why some people can eat everything they want and I cannot. This is a difference that works for our relationship, but is not something I necessarily wanted. Or when he says, let's go to Pilates, and I roll my eyes and go, that's what I want. I don't want to go to Pilates, but it inspires me, and I inspire him in other ways. And so that's what you want. You want differences. You want there to be a trigger. If you're in a relationship now and you're dating someone where everything's just kind of neat and perfect, that might be a problem. You want there to be a trigger. So don't forget, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819 and talk about all of your relationship problems. Guys, have you found me on Facebook yet? Don't forget, I want to be friends. I'm totally a whore. I'll say yes, I promise. There's only one person I've ever declined, but that's a long story that we don't have to go into. And that person could be listening and knows who they are. So anyway, Benny, who's our next caller?
All right, let's take who's been waiting. Let's take Veronica. She's waiting patiently. She's calling in from Renton, which is just south of here in Bellevue, Washington. She's not in a relationship, but she wants to know when.
Hey, Veronica, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dougal. First off, let me tell you, I have a fast metabolism, and you already told me that you hate me, and I want you to know I admire you, too.
Thank you. What is it with you fast metabolic people? I just think it's unfair. I mean, I suppose I have other things. Well, I'm tall.
Yeah, yes, you are. And as you once mentioned, you usually find yourself at these seminars in a room full of middle-aged women.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Veronica, tell me what's going on in your life.
Oh, well, I just, well, for one, I agree with you that relationships, even these soulmate situations, aren't necessarily for a lifetime, that they are lessons, something you get from a menu, and you can move on from there.
Exactly. I would say God delivers doses of love in a variety of, you know, portions. So sometimes it's 3 months, sometimes it's 3 years, sometimes it's 30 years. Never judge the duration.
Yes. So, yes, I I was in a long-term relationship, a marriage, and then I was in another relationship recently that I let go because it just didn't feel right for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for someone can accept me and I him. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a metaphysical sort of gal.
Mm-hmm. Veronica, let me ask you a question. When I talk to you and I feel your energy, you've got a really strong gold energy around you, which happens to be a pretty masculine color. It's a color of independence. It's a color of setting your goals forward. So it feels like it's very easy for you to take care of yourself, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, yeah. The previous caller, I think that every guy I've gone out with, I've asked them.
Yeah, that's so funny. God, ladies of Seattle, keeping it real.
Like, waiting around for somebody? Forget it. Yeah.
Well, here's the interesting thing, Veronica. I think your independence may be a touch too strong. And I think in that you're attracting people to you who kind of want you to fix them or change them. And we definitely don't want that. I mean, I appreciate that you're a healer. I appreciate that you can help people transform their energy. I think that's all really possible, positive. But at the same time, I do see a glitch in the system with you being able to attract in an equal. So what I want you to look at.
I'm interested in that, yeah.
Yeah, what I want you to look at, though, is how many equals do you have in your life right now that aren't just about romantic relationships, but relationships in general? Something doesn't feel quite right to me. So I want you to. When's your birthday?
In March.
Okay, perfect.
March 13th.
I should have said this. What I want you to do is I want you to let your friends throw you a birthday party, and I want you to actually tell them that this is a job that you're working on. The reason I want you to do this is we're setting the tone for the next year for you, that you were open to receiving, and you're open to putting yourself in a vulnerable position where people kind of have to prove themselves. And the way that I want you to present it with your friends is, listen, you know, I know how to take care of myself. I know how to make sure that I've got, you know, friends, and I've got loved ones around me, and I'm always there for you, but I feel like I need to work on getting more attention and letting myself be in the receiving position. So I'm asking you to kind of help me out right now. And I think it's going to feel kind of weird for you because there's that sense of like, you know, I don't want to make an obligation, and, you know, I don't want to put people on the spot or something like that. And it doesn't have to be elaborate, but it does help you release your control issues and let them do it for you. There's something about that energetic shift on the day that you were born. Because the day that you were born, I think the universe or God created this really strong, empowered, independent woman. And you have taken on that role so well that it's gone a little bit too far. So on this next birthday, we're going to shift your energy and you're going to set the tone on that day that I'm ready to receive. And the people in your life that are your equals, that are your co-pilots, are going to get so excited at this journey with you. And they're going to step up to the plate because they're really going to understand it. And I want you to run with that. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, all Veronica. Right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and please call us back and let me know how that went, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Veronica. And I think Dougal will have one more caller for the day. We'll take Sandy. She's calling in from Nebraska. We'll probably get a honed-in version of where she's actually at. So she's in a relationship, but it's moving slowly. She wants it to pick up a little pace, or she might move on.
Hey,
we'll see.
Sandy.
Hey, guys. I was listening to you talk to Veronica, and I think she must be my twin sister. it's like, wow, you guys were talking to me. I've been in a relationship with this guy for many years. He's going through a nasty divorce.
I got to interrupt you right now. I'm so over this relationship already.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah,
and
know what's interesting to me is I think this is kind of like having a diet soda when you want a candy bar. Like, it tastes good in the moment, you know what I mean? But it's not fulfilling at all. And when I'm talking to you, I want candy, I want sugar, I want it to be real, and I want it to be present. I've just got to cut to the chase and tell you, I would get out of this relationship immediately, even if he was divorced, and he will get totally freaked out when you sever the tie here, but this feels like dead weight to me, Sandy. It's just not working at all.
Okay. That, in a nutshell, that answers it. Could you have time for one more quick question?
One more quick question.
Okay. I'm thinking of move away from the situation. I'm not running away from the situation.
I'm moving to
start a new me.
I think that's actually a really good idea. I would move, and I think that's a good idea because you can redefine yourself and you won't be tempted by a similar energy type. Sandy, thank you so much for calling. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, this has been so fun. I feel like the hour went by so quickly, don't you think, Benny?
Yeah, 100%.
It flew by. So I want to talk about next week. Next week, we are going to be talking about relationships and communication, and not necessarily just love relationships, but I want to know if there's a communication block somewhere in your life. In my opinion, if communication isn't flowing, whether it's with a sibling or a parent or your partner or a coworker, it means prosperity and abundance isn't flowing into your life either. So give us a call. You can always go to my website, which is dougalfraser.com. Let me spell that for you. It's dougalfraser.com. And you can click on Ask a Question at askdougal@dougalfraser.com and tell us your juicy stories, guys. You can be anonymous. I want to know what's going on, but the whole hour is going to be about communication. I won't have a cough next week. It's going to be so exciting. Also, please go to Facebook. Tell me if you like the show. People, stroke my ego. I was nervous. Let me know if it worked well. You can also go to transformation.com radio if you didn't get to listen to the whole thing. Excuse me, it's transformationtalkradio.com.
There you go.
Hear this show. I got it wrong. And I have to thank everybody at Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Pat, Linda, Kim, everybody has been so amazing, and it's been such an honor for them to help me make my dream come true. It's been so much fun. I'm going to be here every Tuesday at 10 to take your calls. And remember, it's not just about making predictions. It's about hearing about each other's life's issues and struggles and really learning about how we can all change our lives. So just like you hear in the commercial, call me with questions about love, relationships, prosperity, anything. I'm totally available for you. It's been such an honor. I'm so excited. I shouldn't be getting teary-eyed. This is such an Oprah moment. I've had so much fun. So remember, I will be here every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.